الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Welcome dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching the early echo. Thumma alhamdulillah. It is a pleasant and a beautiful morning here in South Africa. And inshallah, in our program for this morning, we are to discuss the importance of mentioning inshallah. During your conversation, when we speak, when we make promises of meetings and things to do, when and how should one say inshallah? What is the importance and the significance of doing so is what we are going to be speaking about. Before we get anywhere close to that place inshallah, let us firstly recite durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam abundantly. Let's make this intention as the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated in a hadith, adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me. For the durood which you recite upon me in the world shall be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. This shows us and teaches us a very important lesson, dear viewers. And there is a message in this narration that whenever we sit in any gathering, try and commence with your conversation, with your meeting and your get-togethers by reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Now we are going to be listening to a kalam, rukhdan hai ya mehre sama ye bhi nahi wo bhi nahi, a kalam composed by Ash-Shah Maulana Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. After we listen to this kalam and when we do return, we are going to mention the importance of handing over your affairs to Allah azza wa jal, the blessings in doing so, and how this could help a person in his life. Listen to this kalam. After we return, we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba, khairul wara, salli ala, 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 salli رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما, رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں, شب زلف یا مشک کتا, شب زلف یا مشک کتا, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں,
صلی علی 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 صلی علی.
بلبل نے گل ان کو کہا بلبل نے گل ان کو کہا قمرین سروے جا فضا قمرین سروے جا فضا حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں خورشید تھا کس زور پر خورشید تھا کس زور پر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں اسیا کی سزا اب ہو گیا روزے جزا اب ہو گیا روزے جزا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں صبح تک سونا تجھے شب صبح تک سونا تجھے شرم نبی خوف خدا شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں سرا یا توتیے نغمہ سرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں اینڈ وی ہوپ دیٹ یو ہیو انجوائڈ دس فیمس کلام کمپوز بائی ہز ایمیننس سیدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہاؤ ایور ڈیئر ویورز ٹوڈیز پروگرام is very necessary, very important to watch, to listen, and to note down those points. Inshallah Azzawajal, we are hopeful from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through the silsila and program, inshallah, we will extract valuable lessons from the teachings of Qur'an Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, which will assist and help us in our life. And of course, it is important that we have a deep connection and relation with the glorious Qur'an Pak, which is a book of guidance, which is the book of bettering and reforming a person. So, subhanAllah, in the Qur'an Pak, there is a very beautiful parable related to an ummati and follower in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the ummati of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was the cousin brother. Yes, he was the cousin brother of the Pharaoh, of Fir'aun. However, we all are aware that Fir'aun was a very tyrant and a very unjust person, and he caused a lot of difficulties for Hadrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was the style of every tyrant king, that they placed lots of difficulties in the path of all those who came to show them the path. Yani, Nabi ka kaam hai seedha rasta dikhana, batana, chalwana, jahannam ke aag se bachana, aur seedhe raah par chalana. This is the responsibility and the duty of every Nabi and Rasool that has been sent by Allah Azza wa Jal for the reformation and upliftment of the Ummah and the world. Allahu Akbar. For their nations, they came and they tried rectifying them, but instead of assisting and helping and appreciating this service by the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, that they came to help me and save me from the punishment and from the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal, bajaye ye ki wo shukr ada karein aur wo farma bardar ho, lekin unhone zulm o sitam ki intihai kar di. They exceeded the limits of oppression, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to an extent that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam approached Fir'aun, given him the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. In those times, it was the cousin brother of Fir'aun who was a Muslim, and he brought Iman upon Allah Azza wa Jal. But due to the enmity of Fir'aun, due to his tyrannies, he was unable to expose his faith and Iman. So his Iman was hidden at that time. But to that moment when Fir'aun crossed all limits and he insulted Hadrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so this person who was the ummati of Musa alayhi salam and he was the cousin brother of the Pharaoh, he was also in the court of the Fir'aun, of Pharaoh. And he then realized that now the dignity and the izzat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is being tarnished. So at that point, Hadrat Sayyidina Jiz'il rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the cousin brother of the Pharaoh, exposed his Iman. And he began to defend and protect Hadrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then gave a lengthy bayan and speech in the court of the Pharaoh, explaining to him that if he will not stop his tyrannies and his oppression, if he would not accept the message, then he should await for the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal, for a punishment which will be very severe, which will topple his kingdom, which will finish and destroy his people. But the Pharaoh, instead of listening, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this entire bayan has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, Allahu Akbar, whereas Hadrat Sayyidina Jiz'il rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali given his speech and bayan to the Pharaoh. But he did not listen. He even said to him that before you, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was on the very same land of Misr, and he came with the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he continued giving him his emotional bayan, his speech. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'min. Allahu Akbar. And so what happened was, the Pharaoh said, I would not leave you as well. I will have you killed and murdered. Allahu Akbar. Having said this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hadrat Sayyidina Jiz'il rahmatullahi ta'ala then said, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And I entrust my matters to Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah sees his bondmen. Allahu Akbar. He given this speech in the court of the Pharaoh. And when he mentioned this, dear viewers, that I hand over my affairs to Allah Azza wa Jal, I entrust my matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can do what you want to do, but I leave my case, I let my case rest in the merciful hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. I leave my matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he left from the darbar of the Pharaoh In a nutshell, he went to a mountain and engaged himself in ibadah, in dhikrullah. On the other hand, the Pharaoh, who was thirsty for their blood, and he would not allow anyone to bring faith and iman upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is the hikmat and the wisdom. This is the planning of Allah Azza wa Jal. He had killed thousands of children on the land of Misr when he had a dream that there will be a child that will destroy his kingdom. Apne kingdom ko bachane ke liye usne hazaron bachcho ko qatl karwa diya. Lekin this is the hikmat of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the tadbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the planning of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the house of the Pharaoh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grow. He was nourished and he was groomed in the very house of the Pharaoh. Pharaoh was killing every child so that that child should not come who will topple my kingdom. But he was unaware that this is the secret planning of Allah Azza wa Jal. He given his best shot. He tried his level best to work according to his plans. But this is the tadbir and this is the planning of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers of Madini channel, Fir'aun tried killing every person, but look at this, that Jiz'il from his own qabila, from his own tribe, from his own city, from his own family, from his own progeny, who is his cousin brother, Jiz'il rahmatullahi ta'ala li, was one of them who brought faith and iman upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. How would he face this, dear viewers? The soldiers came and they found Jiz'il rahmatullahi alayhi engaged in ibadah, and there were cheetahs and lions that surrounded him. Aap ibadat mein masroof hain. And around him, he is surrounded by wild animals. Seeing this horrific scene, those soldiers escaped and ran back to the Pharaoh. And thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent his azab and punishment, whereas all of them had drowned in the sea, dear viewers. Sab doob karke khatam ho gaye. They were vanished and finished. And the reason for this, dear viewers, for Hazrat Sayyidina Jiz'il rahmatullahi ta'ala to attain victory, for him to be safe from the planning, from the plotting and assassination and oppression of the Pharaoh, was simply because Hazrat Sayyiduna Jiz'il rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I entrust my matters to Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah sees his bondsman. I entrust my matters to him. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. You do your best, but the rest is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this is the reality. And this is the truth, that you can do how much you can do, what you are capable of doing. Your responsibility and your duty is to make the action and the amal, to make the initiative. But the outcome of that should be left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a solution for almost every problem, dear viewers. Today we are sitting with endless problems. We are sitting with such adversities and calamities in our lives, to such an extent that how many youth out there have ended their lives? Jiha, they have ended their lives because of being tired of trying, or very sad of the outcome. Outcome hamare haath mein nahi hai, hamare qabze mein nahi hai, because our aql and our intellectual abilities is naqis, it is incomplete. Likewise, our koshish, our mehnat, our hard work, our initiative, our trying as well is not complete, dear viewers of Madini channel. Yes, we have vision, we have dreams, we work hard towards those dreams. But at the end of the day, after you give it all you can, the natija and the outcome of those actions and hard work should be left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entrust your matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to say, inshaAllah, if Allah wills, this will happen. If Allah wills, that will happen. Yes, I will try. But my Rabb, my Creator, He knows in His divine knowledge whether this is to work for me or not to work for me. Unfortunately, dear viewers of Madini channel, we are not habitual of entrusting our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want the results to come immediately. If a person has read 100 Durood-e Pak, he wants to see the results of it immediately. If a person has read Tahajjud Salah, he wants to see the results of it immediately. If a person has given charity and sadaqah, he wants to see the outcome of that instantly and immediately. And this is according to our planning, as we think, we plan, which is very naqis, dear viewers. It is incomplete. There are so many examples. You know, it has been mentioned by Sultanul Mufassireen, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ki aap kisi halke mein tashreef farmate apne ashab ke saath, apne logo ke saath, and it seemed as if there was some sort of dars happening. To aap Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman Ali Salatu Wasalam ke hudhud ke hawale se zikr farma rahe the. He was speaking in relation to the hudhud, the bird of Sulaiman Ali Salatu Wasalam, that as it would fly above in the air, it would be able to see the water beneath the ground. Allahu Akbar. So one person that was in the halqa, in the gathering of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu an, unhone ye kaha, ya Sayyidi, isme kya kamal ki baat hai? How is it possible that the hudhud, that bird, would be able to see the water beneath the earth and the depth of the water as well? How is it possible for my children, they would set a trap, over the trap and net they would put some sand, and thereafter they would put some sort of grains. And when this bird hudhud would come, then they would capture and they will catch it with the net. That hudhud could see the water beneath the ground, whereas the hudhud and the birds which are caught by my children can't even see that jal and the trap, which is just beneath little of sand and soil. How is this possible? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala then mentioned, he says, listen, and this is such a beautiful answer he given. He says that when the taqdeer and the destiny overpowers, when the destiny of a person overpowers the situation, then at that moment even the aql and the intellect does not function, it does not work. Allahu Akbar. So you plan, you do, you make the initiative and you place all your efforts into your resources and your planning, but the natija is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only if Allah Azza wa Jalla willed for that to happen, it will happen. Or else it would never happen, dear viewers. Many, many examples can be given. In fact, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he had mentioned a parable about a person who was a philosopher. And Allahu Akbar, he was walking somewhere and he heard the recitation of the glorious Quran Paak. Or ye ayat kareema, us waqt padha ja raha tha. What was the verse that was being recited? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. In this verse, which is the last verse of Surah Mulk in the 29th chapter, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, say you, have a look, if in the morning your water was to be sunk away into the earth. So who is the one that can bring the water flowing before the eyes? Dear viewers of Madini Channel, philosopher who was walking and he heard this verse, he then said, what is the big deal? Through technology and through the latest technology, we would be able to extract and bring back that water to the top. There's nothing difficult about this. We would use our brains, our intellect. We will use technology and the modern science to extract or to bring back that water which has been sunken into the ground. As he said this, that night when he slept, Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, a person came in his dream and given him such a hard slap which caused his eyes to pop from its sockets. And together with his eyeballs, they were two drops of noor and light that fell into the ground and were absorbed into the earth and ground. This person then said to him that now I command you to use all your abilities and power, use all the technology which you have to bring back those two drops of water, of light and noor which fallen from your eyes to the ground. Bring back those two drops from the earth. He was unable to do so. Astounded by this, it was stated by Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, as he woke up in the morning, he found himself to be blind. He was blinded, dear viewers. He had lost his vision and he spent the rest of his life crying and regretting for the doubt he had in the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is our planning. This is our naqis planning and aql, that we intend to do things, but we don't know the outcome. We expect the outcome to be in one way, but look at the planning of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Like in the case of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had gotten thousands of children murdered. It was his plan, it was his idea that this is the only way to save my kingdom. Kitne bachcho ko qatl kar dala. Lekin what was the outcome? The same person who was to kill him, the same person through whose blessed hands he was to be humiliated, was growing up in his own home, right before his eyes. Allahu Akbar. This is the tadbir of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should always be fearful and we should always cry, not knowing what is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at our planning is naqis. Why I say naqis, dear viewers? 150 million pounds launched in 1912. 1.5 crore out of 2.2 died. When, dear viewers of Madani Channel? This is, I'm talking about Titanic that was built in approximately 4 or 5 years. Jab isko banaya gaya to samundar ka badshah ka lakab diya gaya. It is the king of the ocean. What was the claim? That even if storm and the floods had to come, to ye Titanic kabhi dubne wala nahi hai. Ye dawa kiya gaya tha. Ye insaan ka dawa hai. Jab koi cheez banata hai, jab koi cheez sochta hai, jab koi planning karta hai, itni taiyariyon ke saath itne arbon kharbon rupaye kharch hue, millions of dollars were spent. How long did it survive on the ocean? Between 4 or 5 days. And it simply sunk because of crashing into an iceberg. Colliding into an iceberg which caused the Titanic to sink. Ye sab ke samne hai. This is the tadbir and the planning of insan. They used the best engineers, dear viewers, to manufacture and to build the Titanic. Dunya bhar mein iska naam tha. Kabhi ye doob nahi sakta. Lekin kya hua? This is the planning of insan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our mistakes. And may we understand ki haan, the actual results, this is called darul amal. Yahaan hume amal karna chahiye. We should give our input. Do uska natija is dunya mein yu bhi nikalta hai ki jaisi karni vaisi bharni. You do good, you will see the results. You do bad, you will see the results. You will see the outcome of your actions. If this is your input, you shall see the output. This is the system of this dunya, dear viewers. But actually, in reality, your job is to perform the action and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who oversees your matters, dear viewers. If you place your trust and your reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal, all of your matters will become easy, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The world, of course, is affected, dear viewers. And due to the effect of this dunya, we have become so crazy for it that we say things. The only solution to overcome these calamities, the only way to attain success is for a person to believe in this. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And I entrust my matters to Allah Azza wa Jal. You need to entrust your matters to the one who sees you all the time, to the one who knows your mehnat and he knows the jaza to give you for that koshish. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised in the Holy Quran Pak ki he does never let anyone's actions and deeds go to waste. Jiske amal acche ho, wo zaya nahi hote hain. Allah does not let that to go for waste, dear viewers. Koshish kare, mehnat kare, and leave the outcome to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the peygham and this is the reality. Ab aage badhte hain, ab samajhte hain ki hum inshallah kehna chahte hain, humko karna chahiye. Misal ke taur pe 10 minute ke baad, 15 minute ke baad, ghante ke baad, ek din ke baad, whether after 1 week, after 1 month, after 1 year, you have some sort of planning to do, you want to do something. For example, after 1 week I will purchase a car, after 1 week or 1 month I want to buy a home, I want to purchase a house next year, I want to open up a certain business by a certain time. Theek hai, aap niyat kare. Jaiz kamon mein aage badhna chahiye. Lekin, you should say, inshaAllah. And if you forgot to say, inshaAllah, Azzawajal, then you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instantly and immediately. And thereafter, you should say, inshaAllah. The ulama-i-kiram have said that, ek saal ke baad bhi agar yaad aaye, then one should say, inshaAllah. Yahan tak ki, Quran-e-Pak mein iska hukum aaya hai. It has been stated in the glorious Quran-e-Pak, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Let's listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said about saying insha'Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدَا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ.
Subhanallah. And do not say about anything. Isi cheez ke baare mein na kaho. Don't talk about anything that I will do this tomorrow, except that if Allah wills. Do not say that you will do that tomorrow, except if Allah wills. Yani, You should say that you can do this tomorrow, but only if Allah wills, I will do that. Say insha'Allah. And then the Quran says, what if you forgot to say it? What should you say?
وَذُكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
And remember your Lord when you forget and say it this way. Allah Azza wa Jalla is guiding you and showing you how to say it. Agar apne inshallah kehna aap bhool gaye ho, to firstly remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yaad karne ke baad aisa karna hai. It is near that my Lord will show me a close way of guidance than this incident. So it is close that my Rabb will guide me and show me a better way out of the situation. Aap yu keh le, jab bhi yaad aaye that I never said inshallah, then you should say this, that my Lord, my Rabb will assist and help me and show me a better way. This is the guidance of Islam. This is the tariqah, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. There are so many beautiful parables like this which will enlighten our hearts, subhanallah, and make us remember. Look at Yajuj Majuj, even for this as well, which is a clear lesson in the glorious Quran Pak as well as in the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yajuj and Majuj are a group of people that were captured by the great Sikandar, Zulqarnain. And he erected a huge wall in front of them. It is stated in the ahadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu that every day they are digging this wall. And the one who is the leader of all of them, by the afternoon when they are tired, then they say, let's go and rest and by tomorrow we shall continue with the breaking of this wall. Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they do this every single day. But one day when Allah will, the day when it will be closer to the day of Qiyamah, when Allah wants them to escape from that place, that is the day they will say Insha'Allah. Yani, rozana jab Insha'Allah nahi kehte hain aur wapas aram karne ke liye jaate hain, they go to rest, then Allah Azza wa Jalla makes that wall stronger than the previous day. Wo aur mazboot bana diya jata hai, aur mazboot bana diya jata hai. Lekin jis din ye Insha'Allah keh denge, the day they will say Insha'Allah, tomorrow we will escape and break this wall down, that is the day Allah will cause that wall to break. So believe in this day of yours of Madinah channel, that whatever Allah wills will happen. Hamari tadbeer, hamara planning baqis hai. It is incomplete. Balki hum inshallah un jagahon pe kehte hain jahan pe mamnu hai, jahan pe mana hai. Some people say inshallah at places which where it is impermissible for a person to say. It is not allowed for a person to say. We say inshallah at such places, may Allah protect us, may Allah guide us. May this never be the situation, dear viewers of Madini channel, in haram matters, in matters which are forbidden, such as gambling, stealing, cheating, doing any haram action and then saying things like that, as if it's a good action and Allah will want a person to do that. No, you hand over the outcome to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your affairs. But there are places where a person should not say insha'Allah. We should know the places where to say and where not to say. A beautiful parable about a person from Yemen, the three sons of a generous person. Wo itna generous tha, he used to live in Yemen in a city called Sana'a. Ye us Yemen mein ek sheher tha jiska naam tha Sana'a. And he had three sons. Acha, is bande ka kamal ye tha. What he would do was that he had a farm and yearly he would donate fruits from his farm to the poor. But what was his andaz and his way? Firstly, all the fruits that fallen to the ground without touching, without plucking them from the branches, those fruits that were found on the ground, he would give all of that to the masakin, to the destitute, to the poor people. And then when time would come to extract and to pluck those fruits, he would place a sheet under the tree. After plucking the fruits, all the other fruits which had fallen by its own onto the chadar, onto that sheet, he would donate that amongst the poor as well. Do martaba ho gaya. And when the season would come for him to extract for himself, even from that he will give 10% of his wealth amongst the poor people. Badi mashhoor baat thi. People used to praise him and like him for his generosity. He had three sons who were misers. They said to themselves, you know what? Our father is alone. He sees to himself. Yes, we are his sons, but all of this wealth belongs to him. If he extracts anything from there, then what is the big deal? Because he's alone, but we are three. ہم کس طرح اتنا سخی بنیں گے؟ اگر ہم بنیں گے تو ہم تو غریب ہوئے ہو جائیں گے. We would lose all our wealth if we will give this in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So then they became stingy. Their hearts closed. Such an action which makes no sense in this regard, that they closed the doors of generosity which their father had. They shut that doors down and said, no, we have to work out a way. So unhone ye plan banaya ki hum subah subah jayenge jab phal todne ka mausam aaye, when the date will come closer to extract and to pluck those fruits, then we will go early in the morning and we will pluck it out from the trees when no one is there, and then that's our wealth. No one will come, and if anyone comes to take any fruits, they will see that the farm is empty. This was the planning. They sat together, they made mashwara, khoob apna planning kiya, mashwara kiya, raat o raat. Yani hote mashwara hua subah subah, whilst people were sleeping, they went to the farm in the dark, early parts of the morning. As they went there, they reached the farm, that they found their farm to be on fire. Everything was on fire, to the extent that they assumed that maybe we came into the wrong farm due to the darkness. But when they found out, it was their farm. The scholars have written, firstly, it was their stupidity. It was their selfishness to close the doors of generosity. Because when you give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah blesses you with more wealth. The second thing was this, that they planned what they wanted to do. But this is the planning of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we are saying, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. One needs to entrust his matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they were three brothers, they should have said, yes, Allah Azza wa Jalla was giving our father and he will increase our rozi for us. We should continue giving this. But when they thought differently and they assumed that that wealth will not suffice them if they're going to distribute it, they became stingy. And this trait of being a miser affected their business to such an extent that when they went to the farm, they found that the farm was on fire. And this is the khufiya and the hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. You and I don't know. We are planning our life and our future because we have big hopes and big dreams. Aur us khwab ke liye hum itni mehnat karte hain. Mehnat karne ke baad hum invest bhi karte hain. Invest karne ke baad hum us natije ka intezar bhi karte hain. Many people see the outcome to be not according to how they planned. Thus they end their lives. Many people shoot themselves. Many people commit suicide, and they commit different types of sins on this earth simply because of being disappointed in life. May Allah forgive us, dear viewers. May Allah pardon us. We learn from these parables, subhanallah, that life is short and we should place our trust, our reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal. Only if Allah wills, it will happen. If Allah does not will, even a leaf of a tree would never shake, dear viewers. Patta bhi darakht pe nahi hilega agar Allah na chahe to. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our Rabb, our creator, and everything as according to his planning, according to how he wants it to be. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah grant us the understanding of this deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And let's end on this beautiful dua. Let's follow the sunnah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amir Ahle Sunnat says very beautifully in his beautiful kalam, mujhe dar pe phir bulana, madani madine wale, my ishq bhi pilana, madani madine wale. And then in one couplet he says,
teri sunnaton pe chal kar meri rooh jab nikal kar, teri sunnaton pe chal kar meri rooh jab nikal kar, chale tum gale lagana, chale tum gale lagana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, inshallah azza wa jal, keep watching the upcoming programs. Spread this message for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Stay good, be good, do good, recite abundance of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we terminate in today's program reminding you our slogan, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance.